Me, I've been down the Instagram rabbit hole, the YouTube rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. I've done my Googling, done my own research, looked at all of these different countries, all of these different things that are pumped to us, that are offered to us. And I'm like, I'm seeing a lot of conflicting information.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of people that seem to be uncertified or possibly unsafe.
That's right.
That are doing irreversible damage.
They're going to jail now, too. I'm so happy that they're going to jail. They should go to jail. I know.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So let's talk smiles and get started.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. We are live here at PodFest. I've got my crew here, my live studio audience. Yes. And we have a live Ask Dr. Austin segment. Hello, what is your name and what is your dental question?
Hi, my name is Jessica Holly. And my dental question, hopefully I can do more than one because I have
Yes, bring it on, girl. Give it on.
Okay, so I loved, like, I went down the plastic surgery, everything about new teeth, new body, new everything.
Okay.
And so I started to look at, I'm like, ooh, okay, while there's nothing wrong with my smile, what if I want perfect teeth?
Yes.
So I started to go down the rabbit hole of the porcelain versus the veneers, the individuals versus like the composites that are
okay,
all
composite versus porcelain veneers.
Yes.
Okay.
And so,
you know, I'm a veneer. That's my thing. I love veneers.
Okay.
I have them too.
With the veneers, I love red wine.
Okay.
I love dark chocolate.
Okay.
I drink black coffee.
Uh-huh.
And I have those things on a daily basis, multiple times a day.
Okay.
What would be the best type that I should go for so that I'm not getting those, that staining? And then also, I do still want to eat crunchy stuff.
Okay.
I want to bite an apple.
Okay.
I want to, what if I want to eat ice?
Okay.
Like, ooh, what is the best thing for me that I'm not going to be breaking teeth, things falling out, and I'm not going to be staining them?
Okay. That is a great question. When you have the choice between porcelain and composite, now porcelain, think of a porcelain plate versus composite is plastic. The plastic is not gonna, is gonna stain if you put spaghetti on it.
Yeah.
The porcelain plate will not. The porcelain is stronger. The plastic is not as strong. So when you have the choice between porcelain and composite, you're gonna go with porcelain all day long. The beauty of porcelain veneers is that, number one, if your teeth wouldn't whiten with just regular teeth whitening, you're buying permanently whitened teeth. So you never have to worry about them staining. You can have your coffee. You can have your tea. You can have all the things that you love, all the things, and they will never stain. You just need to get your cleanings. You still got to get your maintenance, and you're going to be fine. Now, the porcelain does cost more. We're talking about, now, where do you live?
I'm in the DMV area.
Okay, so I'm in New York. They're probably about $1,500 per tooth for the porcelain.
Okay.
Composite probably runs about $700, $800 per tooth. So it depends on your budget. But if you're going to invest, and if you can, just go with the porcelain. Make sure you don't go to a veneer tech. You want to get it from an actual dentist with a license, and you will be fine. The average time that porcelain veneers will last versus composite will be at least 10 to 20 years. And literally, they can last longer. They're just like your own teeth. If you bite something like you said ice, that will crack your veneers.
Okay.
One of my famous clients chews crab legs with her teeth. You don't want to do that. So the things that can crack your own natural teeth can crack your veneers. So just be careful. But if you treat them as well as you treat your own teeth, they literally can last a lifetime. Okay. The composite will usually last about 2 to 3 years before it starts to pick up the staining. It does chip a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. So although it's cheaper in the beginning, it may cost a little bit more in the long run.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it really cheaper or is that just a cheaper route to
initially
start?
Yes, because you're going to need to, if you do drink coffee, tea, or smoke, you're going to have to polish it. You're going to have to repair it. So for a lifetime, you may end up spending what you spent initially. on the port. Yeah. Yep. So we have financing. You can smile now, pay for it later. You can literally, you can get credit, your credit financed, and do it just like you do a car, like you do a house, and smile now and pay for it later. Great question. Thank you.
Awesome.
That's
not
a good question, y'all. Yeah. All right. So what's your next question?
So my next question was, I've also heard that when you're looking at getting veneers, that you have to get your teeth shaved down into those tiny little vampire files.
Ooh, you bring in the good questions, girl.
Is there a way to maintain my natural teeth since there's nothing wrong with my teeth other than for cosmetic purposes of I want bigger teeth.
Okay.
And so is there a way to preserve my teeth and my enamel and get veneers so that if I choose to like take them off at some point, I still have my real teeth.
Okay. That is probably the second biggest question that I get. People see on Instagram, on the, all over social media, those turkey teeth where the teeth are shaved down to a nub. Yeah. Those are actually called crowns. With veneers, if we do have to drill, and we don't always have to drill, we have to drill when you want me to create an illusion that, let's just say you needed braces, but you didn't want braces and your teeth were too long or you had gaps and you didn't want to invest the 1 hour, the 8 months to a year to wear braces, then I have to trim your teeth to give the illusion that the teeth have moved through the bone to get the, so sometimes we have to do the drilling. If your teeth are too long or they're crooked, I have to drill to make it look straight. Now, if your teeth are already in a good position and they're not crooked, they're not at an angle or anything like that, and they're not too forward or back, we may not have to do any drilling. So there are no prep veneers where we don't have to shave your teeth. Not everybody is a candidate for them. So the first thing that we would do is just analyze your smile. You can send me a picture. We might bring you in and get some moldings of your teeth or a scan of your teeth. And if your teeth are pretty well aligned, we don't have to do any drilling, girl. We just take that scan. It's like going to the nail salon. You're gonna. I'm gonna ask you, what shape do you want? What length do you want? What color do you want? We kind of go through. Do you want them square, square round, oval? So you literally get, or you can bring your favorite. You like that, right? You can bring a celebrity smile. If you like Beyonce's smile, you can say, "Hey, Dr. Austin, I want to see Beyonce smile in my mouth. Can you design this smile?" And we'll do that. Now, the beauty of going to a trained cosmetic dentist is we're going to plan all of this out. I'm going to work with you and understand your vision, and then I'm going to show it to you before I do it. And then on visit one, you're going to wear the smile with acrylic temporary veneer. So you'll get to see that length, what it looks like. And if you don't like it, we can change it. I'll just call the lab and say, "Hey, she thought she wanted square, but she wants square round. Can you, when you're making them, can you round it out?" Even when they come back, and the lab generally takes about 1 to 2 weeks to make them, even when they come back, we're going to try them in with temporary glue. You're going to see it in your mouth. Make sure the color, the length, the shape is what you want. Guess what? If you don't like it, we send them babies back. At least I do. We send them back. You just got to wear the temps a little bit longer. It's okay. But we're not putting them in until you are happy. So, yes, we don't have to do shaving. And even if we do have to do a little bit of shaving, let's just say we don't want the teeth to look buck when we put those veneers on. And that's why generally when we shave, it's just like a half a millimeter about the thickness of a contact lens. So when we put it on, we're not making it look bulky because we don't want the King Harris's, the Steve Harvey's. Who else got a bad smile? Jamie Foxx. We calling them out in 2025.
No. Hey, you know what? I did notice over time that what happened to Uncle Denzel's smile?
He's on the list. He on the list. We got a list. Here's the thing. If you can tell that someone has veneers, it's not a good cosmetic job. It's like a good boob job, good butt job. If you can tell, then it's not good. So his veneers are just too white, too square. And I think, did he recently get them done over again?
Within the past couple of years, because he's always had like a pretty smile. I couldn't tell whether it was cosmetic or natural.
Yeah.
But lately, there have been a couple of appearances that I'm like, something looks a little
different,
little odd. Yeah. And at first, I was alarmed. But then when I like really honed in on the photo, I was like, wait, I think something's wrong with the teeth, and it made me assume that it was something cosmetic.
Yeah, you can definitely tell. And man, hey Denzel, hey Pauletta, if you can let your girl Dr. Catrice Austin get up in there and they could just come to New York, I'll come to LA, whatever we got to do. We want to just redo the smile and make it look nice and natural. Can we do that? Okay, yes. Let us sister hook you up. great question. So no, we don't have to drill your teeth down to a nub. If your teeth are straight already, you're good. We won't have to do any drilling. Or if they're just a little bit of an alignment, it's just going to be a thin layer off the front so that we don't make it protrude. You choose the color. Now, the whitest color, when you come to my office, I take the whitest color off the scales. So you don't even get to see, because that white, that Gucci Mane white, no.
With black and brown skin, it seems like it's too much of a contrast.
Right, yes.
That it's too, you know, it's too bright. The same way that we need a different, we need a different color mascara.
Right.
Or when you're filling in your brows, if sometimes even for me, I'm brown skin, even with my tan, and I'm even darker. Using a black eyebrow pencil, it's very harsh. It looks unnatural. So to me, that does make sense that you would remove, like, shoot, maybe even the first couple sets of white, because sometimes it's like, that's not a pretty white smile. It's shocking,
it's
because
shocking.
The contrast is too great.
Like, you come in and then it's like, whoa, where's the sunglasses? Yeah. That's right. You know, okay. Yeah, so when we do cosmetic dentistry, we're not just looking at the teeth, we're looking at the whole face. So if you have a square shaped face, I'm probably going to say, hey, your teeth should be square, but if you want to round the corners off, great. If your face is mostly oval, then I want to see some roundness. So we're looking at symmetry, we're looking at shape of your face, we're looking at skin color. All those things go into the design of your smile. So we design it first, like we're doing a house, and then we build it.
That is awesome.
Yes, thank you. All right.
I love it.
Any more questions? She's bringing the good ones.
Yes, and because I have you here and getting this type of information, of course, we can do all the research that we want to online, which that's me. I've been down the Instagram rabbit hole, the YouTube rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my Googling, done my own research, looked at all of these different countries, all of these different things that are pumped to us, that are offered to us. And I'm like, I'm seeing a lot of conflicting information.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of people that seem to be uncertified or possibly unsafe.
That's right.
That are doing irreversible damage.
They're going to jail now too. I'm so happy that they're going to jail. They should go to jail. I know. And there's one guy in Atlanta. Did y'all hear about him?
He is rich. Multi-millionaire.
Yes.
Off of being a pretend dentist.
But here's the thing. So he went over to Colombia, and the dentist that certified him, on his certificate, it says doctor, whatever his name is. So the dentist that certified him put doctor on his certificate. So when you as the consumer go to Atlanta and you see the certificate that says doctor, you're like, okay, he is a legit. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. So I'm telling consumers now that you can go to each state's dental website, dental board website, and do a license verification. If you want to see if these people are legit, do a search. You go to New York, you're going to type in Dr. Catrice Austin, you're going to see license until 2026 or whatever, whenever I got to renew it. But that's how you got to do your due diligence, because this is your mouth and this is your health. You use your mouth to eat, to talk, to breathe. I mean, this is the gateway to a lot of things. So you don't want to play with their mouth. That's why I'm like so mortified that people are willing to play games with their teeth. Don't play games.
Okay.
All awesome, right, man. Awesome. Are any more questions? Because you're bringing it.
I am. Let me see.
Okay, we'll switch.
I'm going to pass the mic. Okay. Yes, let us switch so I can pass the mic, because I'm sure while I'm standing here, I'm going to think of some more.
All right. You were a great guest. Thank you, everybody. Give her a round of applause. Yes. All right, we have our next guest coming up. This is so fun. Hey, girl. What is your name?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. Yes. Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Now, what is your question?
Okay, so, because we already disclosed that I've had all types of dental procedures.
Oh, you have?
I have.
You have nice teeth.
Thank you.
I love it. I love your braid.
Okay, come on, okay, sister. Ponytail, sister. But yeah, I heard, and I want to know if it's true. I need to confirm.
Okay.
I heard that the proper order is to floss and then mouthwash and then brush. Is that correct?
Girl, you must have seen my last episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast because you are correct.
Yes.
So on episode 55, we had Dr. Sable Staller who came on. She went viral when she said that you should not rinse your mouth after you brush your teeth.
Right.
So the theory is, you're using a toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it has fluoride, which has benefits, and that's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
Whole nother topic. But if you're brushing your teeth, we want you to have the benefits of the fluoride if you are using a fluoride toothpaste or the antibacterial agents.
Right.
We don't want you to brush and then rinse it right off.
Right.
So we want you to lift that bacteria out first, get it off the surfaces of your teeth, and then if you want to rinse, and rinsing is important because when you're brushing and flossing, you're only reaching about 25% of the mouth. Your teeth are only a certain portion of your mouth.
That is true.
You got your lips, your cheeks, your tonsil area. So mouth rinsing is very important. You want to do it 30 seconds. 30 seconds to the left, 30 seconds to the right. Take one to the head and gargle.
Okay.
And then spit it out.
This is perfect. I need this in
real time. Don't do that. What we gonna do?
Okay.
Take one left, to the right, and take one to the
I know that's right.
Listen, we got theme song. Okay, that's how you're gonna have. And then don't forget this. This is what part of my 7-day healthy smile workout challenge.
Ooh.
You need to clean your tongue. Are you guys cleaning your tongue?
I brush, but I need a tongue scraper.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that. You can get the VIP smiles tongue scraper.
Yes.
You're gonna clean your tongue because the tongue holds a lot of bacteria. And if you brushed and flossed and you still have bad breath, a lot of times it's because of the bacteria that's on your tongue.
Amen.
So you're gonna stick that tongue out, get your tongue scraper, clean the tongue, and then you're gonna see that brown, white stuff coming off. It's disgusting, but it's gonna make you have fresh, kissable breath because you know it's cupping season, okay?
Valentine's Day
is coming up and we want that fresh, kissable breath. So we're gonna make sure, brush, floss, rinse, 30 seconds to the left, 30 seconds to the right. Take one to the head, and it's all right.
All right.
Yes, I love it. Okay.
That was my question.
All right. Thank you so
Thank you.
Much. Great question. We have a next guest. We have another guest. All right. There we go. This is one of the best TV shows I have seen in a minute. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. What is your name?
My name is Sherry.
And where are you from?
I am from North Carolina.
Yes.
Yes. My question is, what do you feel about the oral pulling that has just been on TikTok?
Yes. Yeah. I love oil pulling.
Okay.
I love it. Guru Nanda, you probably
yes,
saw them
absolutely.
All over TikTok. They are great. They use fractionated coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, well, actually up until about 3 years ago, you would have to oil pull for about 20 minutes, which is a long time.
Yes.
So they have the fractionated coconut oil now with Guru Nanda. You only have to do it for 2 minutes. Now it has all kinds of antibacterial agents. So it's going to kill the bacteria. It has vitamin E for gum health, vitamin K for gum health. So your gums are going to be healthy, and healthy gums are pink. They don't bleed. They're not swollen. You know it when you see it. And once you see pink in the sink, that means that you need to either brush more, floss more, or go to the dentist and get your cleaning. But I love coconut oil. I am all for it. I'm so happy that the dental industry, they weren't down with the whole natural dentistry, but now they're coming along. So you're going to see more natural dentistry.
Good.
And I love coconut oil. That is going to be one of my upcoming episodes where you see Cardi B. She did it. She used Guru Nanda. And I'm going to show you her experience.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to tell a little bit about my experience. So stay tuned.
All right. Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, well, guys, that's it for for today. Thank you so much for tuning into the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Oh, this has been amazing. I love my Dr. Austin, Ask Dr. Austin segments, because I get to talk to the people. The people out there have questions. And if you have a question, make sure you drop it down in the comments. You can find me at letstalksmilespodcast.com. I'm all over social media. Make sure if you have a question, hit your girl up, and I got you. I'm going to give you the real. Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.